you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Just occurred to me that it's easy to say you're going to stop drinking on a hangover day, and I'm a little hungover today.
And
because you just remembered how you feel right now. Oh, I won't drink. Hell with that.
This quiz is probably no fun if you don't drink.
Yeah, exactly. Well, guess what?
Wow, look at all the stuff I get.
if I don't drink.
Yeah, we don't know anybody.
Non-drinkers
like that.
Aren't having any fun playing along with this quiz.
Yeah, but non-drinkers usually don't listen.
There is that.
You can replace anything else in your mind that you really love.
Yeah.
Say you like
music. I couldn't give up music.
Cheeseburgers or something like that.
No. Yeah. They've come up with one here that I think will
is most people
will test you.
Well, I already said yes to one of them. It's the money situation. But go ahead.
Well, you didn't say yes to the money situation.
Oh, depending on the money,
you made up your own rules.
Oh yeah, okay.
Okay. You did say yes.
Have we said yes to any of them?
And no.
Well, we wavered on the dog situation because you made it sound like all of ours. We love our dogs, and oh damn, that dog's dog's gonna have to die by a beer.
Made it sound like a reasonable situation that anybody might be.
Well,
in.
I was asking the dogs on the last legs anyway, but that didn't count.
No.
All right. How about grandma? She's going to kick anyway.
So is your dog.
If your grandparents. Yep. Yeah, but your grandparents are. I mean, let's make it tougher. Your grandparents are old. Say they're really old, and they're going to die anyway, and you want to drink. Throw that out there. It's easy to say when your grandparents are gone.
So would you give up alcohol to spend just one more month?
With who? A grandpa?
With your grandparents.
Now, if you don't see them, yeah, you probably would. No,
not if you don't see them. If you see them and you're hanging out with them, it's a just regular family situation.
Well, apparently
nothing unusual.
Mom or dad, yeah, in a heartbeat, I give it up.
Is grandparents, hot?
There you go. Enough said.
Is grandma hot?
Is she hot?
See, I lost my grandpa at 5. So I probably would have liked to spend more time with him.
Yeah, you would have.
He's kind of the guy that introduced me to the outdoors. So maybe.
But you were 5. You don't remember that.
I'll give you a maybe on that one.
All right. Maybe.
I'd give you a maybe.
That grandpa could have lived.
You could call him maybe.
All right.
All right. Women more likely than men to end things with a partner who did not approve of their alcohol use. Wine drinkers almost 10% more likely than liquor and beer drinkers to give up sex than their nightly glass of wine. And over 73% of Democrats.
This is your test.
Well, I'm just saying liberal.
Listen close.
What is it?
This is your
over 73% of Democrats and 17% of Republicans would give up alcohol forever. Forever.
Ever? All right.
If it meant that President Trump would be impeached tomorrow.
I'm calling double H on that one.
73%? Well, once again, you can just say what you want because...
Yeah.
Why would 17% of Republicans? Some people don't like him either on that side. I guess.
Yeah.
You know what? It's still hypothetical, so it's so easy to say yes because it ain't gonna happen anyway. But if it's a hypothetical situation, yes.
Well, is it?
You'd give up drinking forever.
Well, it's hypothetical, so it's easy to say yes.
No, that's a good question.
You give up drinking forever to put Mike Pence in office.
Impeached and removed.
Well, don't say Pence. That scares me.
Yeah.
Right. That's the same. But I still want Trump gone.
That's the same question.
I still want Trump gone.
That is exactly the same
question. Yeah, it is.
That would be my criteria.
I want Trump gone more than I'm afraid of Pence.
If Trump were impeached and removed, I would give up drinking until President Pence was sworn in.
So that's a day.
And then would want the same offer.
No, right? Because Trump's not removed until Pence is put in.
Yep.
So there is no really giving up.
But Pence is horrible.
Pence is, that sounds bad.
Perfect. Pence is horrible in all the normal parameters.
But you know how horrible he is.
Oh, I know.
I mean,
you're right. He's horrible.
He's a freak.
He's a total freak.
Right. He's predictably horrible.
But he's also not.
He's not dangerous.
He's not dangerously horrible.
Oh, he may be because he can actually get things done.
Social issues.
He knows how to get
things
done.
He's dangerous with social issues because he's a freak.
He's a puppet. He'd be a huge puppet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the guy right now is a puppet of Putin. So that's a tough one to say because you say forever, right?
Ever.
Yeah.
You know what? I've become a big pothead in a heartbeat because I want a buzz.
Here's another thing.
So I want a buzz. So, I mean, if I, you know, that I forgot about that.
Because you can find something else.
I do like alcohol, yeah, believe me, obviously. But I also like catching a buzz. Mm. So if I had to give up alcohol and Trump was gone, I'd just be a stoner tomorrow.
Yeah, but, you know, there's drug of
and maybe
choice.
Maybe some cocaine in there, too.
Well, there's drug of choice. Not all drugs that are available are drugs that you like.
Oh, I understand that.
We can learn.
Craig.
I didn't like beer when I first started drinking it, but I got the hang of it.
That's a good
but
point.
But you did like alcohol.
Teach me, Craig. No, I wasn't. The first beer I ever tasted, I didn't like the taste of beer.
No, it's not the taste we're talking about. We're talking about the effect of the drug.
Teach me, Craig.
See, but
and we can celebrate and get really high the night that Trump is impeached.
Today.
Or today.
Or later.
Yeah. Or later.
Yeah, but you're giving up alcohol forever, and Trump's not going to be there forever.
No, you're right.
Despite what many people think.
We do forget that without impeachment, he's still going to be. He's still. Yeah, that's true. That does true with a dumb society.
Yeah, but what about the Trump dark government? Dark state. Trump dark state. He's going to still be in charge when he's done somehow.
Ain't nothing dark.
Like
about
Obama's
that state.
Still in charge now.
I still trust our system. Maybe I don't, but I still trust our system enough that he will be gone. And alcohol was forever. You're right. But I just want him impeached. I mean, not removed. You can be impeached, not be removed.
Nearly 31% of Republicans would give up drinking if it meant that the media stopped writing negative things about the president.
See, no, they would not. Boy, the snowflakes. Where are the snowflakes at? That's usually the snowflakes.
Yeah.
You can't read anything bad about you? Don't do our job.
That's just 31%. Most of them.
Still, that's a lot. 31% is a lot.
That's less than a third.
Right. No, they're not as fun.
How much money would it take to get people to give up alcohol?
Let's go with money.
About $40. $40.
For a month. On average.
For a month.
To give up alcohol for a month?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
Well, let's be careful.
On average. Okay, because
a month's a long time.
Yours is much higher than this. I'm going to tell you, yours is much higher than this. The minimum amount of money that survey respondents would accept to quit drinking for a month, the minimum amount, was $400.
Oh, I don't need that.
Wow, they need a better agent.
Wow.
They really shorten themselves.
Or maybe they just need a better job. Huh? And $400 may be a very high percentage of their paycheck.
I've gone a month and $400's too low.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
To give up drinking for a year, minimum amount of money that survey respondents would accept was just $4,700, less than $5,000.
A year?
No, that's stupid.
Now, to get the average person to give up alcohol for life, it would cost at least, and even this, a low number, $365,000.
For life? $360,000, one check, no taxes?
It's going to cost me at least that in boredom.
Yeah.
You're right. What am I going to do for fun?
Right. What's your sanity worth?
Yeah.
That's it. It's sanity. With us, it'd be sanity. And it's not even being an alcoholic. It's just having a glass of wine or a shot of vodka or something like that, or seven beers.
Yeah, you're going to have a good
time. In an hour. All of them.
A few shots. Right. Stuff.
Start throwing.
Sanity.
That's heroin money right there.
Yeah, eight or nine figures.
Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to quit the alcohol for life thing at all because, like Petey said, if I got a bunch of money, what am I going to do with it? I'm not going to be working, be bored, and I'm not going to be drinking.
Buy drinks for my friends.
How's that taste, man?
That money's going to double because you're not spending money on alcohol. So you have $700,000 and you have nothing to do.
Nothing to do. I'd be bored. Now, I need serious. No,
now that's the minimum amount of money.
I got to see a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, alcohol will be coming back into my life. So that's why I like the year.
Yeah.
Maybe the 2 year. 2 years really long.
That's the minimum amount of money. Those who drink daily say that they would need over $9,000 to give up alcohol for a year.
Yeah.
Still short themselves. They're
still short, yeah.
Way over that.
Hang on here. I'll talk to Mike. What would you give up, Mike?
I'd give up drinking to go back and have the Falcons run the damn football.
Yeah. So would I. So would I. Now you're serious.
Screw the Falcons.
I'm telling you, man, you're serious. If they'd have won that game, I would have gave up a retroactive to them to win that damn Super Bowl.
I wouldn't have drank the rest of the night.
But you were already drunk.
I know. Yeah.
I don't think you can give up drinking retroactively.
No. That is not giving up drinking.
Yeah, no.
That's like giving your marriage a null.
Yeah. You're making up the rules you go. I don't like it, guys.
Yeah, if that was possible, every alcoholic in the world would just go, well, I gave it up before I even started.
Right. You had a good point, Derek. We all hate the Patriots so much.
Yeah.
He's not even a Falcon fan. He just called that in.
All right, so there you have it.
Nothing for life, by the way.
Yeah, that's...
Nothing for life. Unless you got nothing for life.
Yeah, that's too much of a commitment.
No, see you later, Grandma. Yeah. Nothing for life. It was nice knowing
unless
you.
Unless she's hot. Grandma.
Right.
What? Mona.
Yeah.
Unless she's hot.
That's a good point.
Then I'll drink.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't drink.
Everybody wants a hot grandma for some reason.
Yeah.
Especially when it's your own. Yeah, you want that. That's weird, man. Weird. Yeah. Tony's weird. I just find a new way to find it. You're right. I would just.
Find something else.
I teach myself to be enjoy to being high every day. Well, I think I could easily do that.
The problem is we live in a state where it's not legal, so
right. You
can't find it.
Craig would teach me.
Yeah, it's not here.
Right. You're right. You can't find weed in this town.
No.
I forgot about that.
That's what I keep hearing.
Since it's illegal.
Yeah.
It's illegal.
It's illegal.
It's illegal. What
right,
part about illegal don't you know?
It's illegal.
I know a lot about illegal.
But I can't. That money situation, we're talking to some guys here. I mean, I understand that me and Todd might not need $5,000, but Tony said no to $5,000.
Yeah, hell no.
And I'm not saying I don't know his situation, but he wants.
$10,000 for a year?
No. That's even low.
Nah, man.
Petey wouldn't. Petey, because no. What's your sanity? Petey, would you give up weed for a year?
For 10 grand.
Of all the guys here, you're the least drinker of all of us.
I am.
So, would you give up weed? Now, all of a sudden, it got serious with Grant.
Hey, man.
You should see his face.
Slow down. Hey, that is not the point of this study.
Don't you turn this around.
Look at him. You even talk about it
He's taking his shirt off. Look at him. He's getting all pissed off. He's taking his shirt off.
It is funny.
That's just bastardizing the study, and we're not going to have that. I'm laying down the rules. You asked me to lay down the rules, and I am. Yeah. That ain't it.
I think the whole time you were doing this story, you thought, please don't bring that up. Please don't bring that up.
No. That's not even an option. It didn't even dawn on me.
I know, but
that would be an option.
Well, that's an option for you because
you're making
this nose down face at us alcoholics.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Because most of these horrible things that they're saying, 20% wouldn't give up alcohol for this, that, or the other thing. That means most people would give up alcohol for world peace or for children to have water.
Screw that kid. That kid didn't do nothing for me.
Yeah, man.
Alcohol's my friend. Punk. That kid ain't.
Oh, man.
We talked about that before. Okay, now, once
again.
Yeah,
you bring alcohol in, we lose our compassion.
and for some people,
you keep
when
saying
you bring
for life.
Money in, they lose their compassion.
Yeah.
But once again, we talked about life. The problem I have with no alcohol for life and life-changing money is, what do I do with life-changing money?
Besides drink?
Right.
Mm. And party, yeah.
You're going to have a lot of time to do other things.
Life-changing money means I'm not working. I get a place on the beach. What do I do every day?
What do you need a drink for?
I want a drink.
Yeah.
Because I'm at the beach. Well, or I'm in the mountains, wherever I want to drink.
If you don't have to work, you could get, volunteer and get into things like that.
That's right.
Volunteer.
Life-changing money, Craig. No more weed.
Okay.
You wouldn't do that.
Life-changing money.
Yes.
Well, see, our definition of life-changing money might be different.
Yeah.
You don't
ten grand.
Not life changing money.
Close.
Not life changing money, but that's not the point.
Like you ain't got to work anymore.
Lottery money.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I could find something else.
Well, you're right. I would. Like, you would find alcohol.
You would find alcohol. Yeah,
you'd be a drunk, and I'd be a stoner.
Yes.
Switch.
And we'd be pissed at each other.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
We'd be so pissed. What are you doing? You pissed me off. You're drunk.
Yeah, you'd both be complaining because neither one of you'd be doing it right.
I know.
And I'd try to intervene, but I'd be tripping too hard.
There you go.
That's right. You have to give up everything.
Yeah.
So greedy. So I gave up alcohol, and all I got is this thirsty kid.
There you go, Todd. How about you, Todd? Let's throw this for you because you're about the.
Oh, there we go.
Besides Petey, you're more the equal amount of both. Which one would you give up to have another day with Grandpa? Since you were talking about it.
Wow. I could
probably give up the weed more easily.
Okay. All right. We keep forgetting there's other ways of getting buzzes. Yeah. But you're right, though. Oh, yeah.
Scotch guard.
Listerine in your ass.
Sure.
That's alcohol.
Snorting cocoa.
Yeah.
Chop a couple
Scotch
of lines
guard.
Of cocoa.
Yeah.
Scotch guard. Oh, don't act like you don't know.
Whippets.
All right. Scotch Welcome guard. To the recovery room.
Yeah. That really would need, be funny. We though. Need Lundholm here right now.
We'd be so mad at each other. You'd be drunk, and I'd be saying, man, I wish I was drunk. And I'd be high, you go, I wish I was high.
Man, I'd like to be high.
For the rest of our lives.
You.
I don't talk to Craig no more. He's an ass.
Drinking all the alcohol.
He's an alcoholic now.
I hate alcoholics.
I hate stoners.
Now Shia LaBeouf, he got busted, man. Or he got in trouble recently for being drunk, and he has gotten in trouble many number of times for being drunk, and he says he's not an alcoholic.
Yes, he is. This is a guy. Didn't he speak out? Did he stand up and yell during a Broadway play from the crowd?
Yes,
that's a drunk.
Yeah. No. He says he's not an alcoholic.
Okay. Well, either are we.
He says he does not alcohol. He's not an alcoholic because he does not have an uncontrollable urge to drink. His problem is when he starts drinking, he can't stop.
Once it touches the
lips. I know people like that.
So he doesn't have an urge to drink, but when he does drink, he can't stop.
That might be a definition of an alcoholic.
I don't know.
Because it's
one of them.
Right.
Yeah, it's one of them because you can. Most of us can drink one or two beers and not drink and stop, but he can't.
Right.
So that's a definition of an alcoholic.
One of them. Yes.
Well, I thought the definition was where it takes over a part of your life.
Well,
where
once you start drinking, it takes over that part of your life.
Yeah.
If he can't stop, does he go full bore every time he drinks, where he's just nuts?
Apparently.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
A lot, at least.
Right.
Is that where your line was, LD?
Well, actually, it was.
Yep.
Like when I start, I go full bore and I can't stop.
No.
And I get nuts.
Mm-mm.
Hey.
Now, his lawyer says that Shia has resolved not to have another drink while he finishes shooting his movie, which is where he got busted.
His lawyer's
Optimus Prime. Didn't he call the cops a bitch?
He called them a lot of things.
You played that audio. You're a bitch.
Discrimination because it was a black guy that busted him, and because he's white. And
yeah, that's it.
That kind of thing.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
That way around.
Yeah.
Black cops picking on the white guy.
Yep, driving while white.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. This may be the quickest movie shoot ever.
Screw it. Keep it in.
Yeah.
That's a wrap.
This is good.
That's a good enough take.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks good.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And there's that. There's also story out of Miami-Dade, a nude beach there.
All right.
Hang on. Let's get Dave's called in here because it concerns the alcohol.
Much better.
Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, my dad had a real easy definition for alcoholic. Once the cops are involved, don't have to continue the sentence. Don't have to go any further. Once the cops are involved, you're an alcoholic.
All
Simple.
Right. Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah,
I got no problem with that.
Right. Guys, I got a skedaddle.
You're listening to the
Tyler.
I got a skedaddle.
That hasn't caught on yet.
You got to use it.
I know. You got to use
it. You got to use it, man. Okay. All right. I got to go skedaddle.
Okay. See you, man. You got a skedaddle too, LD?
No, I'm here.
LD's hanging. All right, cool. Hog Wild's here too, by the way.
I don't see no donuts over there, Tony.
We don't give up Hog Wild, ever.
Hog Wild!
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.